Well, when Donald Trump signed that executive order pulling the United States out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal, Malcolm Turnbull and Trade Minister Steve Chobo lost no time in, while lamenting that move, suggesting that perhaps China might step into the breach. Well, now a former UN Assistant Secretary General has cast doubt on those hopes. Dr. Jomo Sundaram was UN Assistant Secretary General responsible for economics and development from 2005 until 2015. He's now a visiting fellow at Columbia University and holds a chair in international studies at Malaysia's Institute of Strategic and International Studies. He's speaking with Cathy Van Extel on the back of the US withdrawal from the TPP.
What's the reaction in Malaysia to the US decision to withdraw from the TPP?
Well, there hasn't been much of a reaction because ever since the election of Trump, I think it was pretty clear that the TPP was not going to go anywhere, particularly since there is a requirement under the terms of the current agreement that the US and Japan have to be signatories and have to ratify the TPP. So once either of them pulled out, and that became clear with the election result, people have decided to move on. There were some initial noises about trying to keep the TPP alive in some form or other, but there isn't really much popular interest in the TPP.
What did Malaysia stand to gain from the deal?
It was claimed, although a number of us were quite skeptical about these claims, that Malaysia would be the second largest beneficiary after Vietnam. So this was the impression created. The government commissioned a couple of reports, and the reports claimed that there would be tremendous advantages to Malaysia. Under closer critical scrutiny, these claims really didn't stand up to much.
The Australian government now wants to salvage the TPP with the remaining 11 nations. Do you think that Malaysia would be open to it?
Well, it would always obviously have to be something different. What, however, seems to be possible, since the TPP was sold particularly to the American public, but also to others, as essentially an anti-China deal, a deal to sort of box in the Chinese. Some version of this could be sold to President Trump and his trade advisors, who seem to share the China obsession. So we might well see a modified TPP. Some critics would cynically call it the Trump-Pacific Partnership Agreement. So one might well see some version of that happening. I think there might be some interest for it in perhaps one or two other countries besides Australia. But there's very little expectation that many of the provisions of the TPP would actually proceed as they've currently been agreed to. Unfortunately, Trump's advisors seem to see the world in terms of a zero-sum game. In other words, the only way America would benefit is if somebody else loses. They do not see the possibility that in certain types of arrangements, not necessarily the TPP, you might well have a win-win outcome. And so this is going to be a major stumbling block given Trump's sense of America first. So I cannot imagine a breakthrough in the short term. But in the medium term, as memories fade, it is quite possible that a TPP-like arrangement might emerge.
Just picking up on your comment in relation to a deal that has appeal when it excludes China, the Australian government has also suggested this week that China might be drawn in to replace the US with a TPP. What's the likelihood of that?
Well, for Australia and for quite a number of other countries, TPP member countries, the possibility of a deal which would exclude China and with a deal which would be seen to be anti-China obviously is not going to be very acceptable, especially in this new situation where, almost incredibly for many people, China has emerged as the champion of globalization, whereas the U.S. has emerged as the, you know, as anti-globalization. This, of course, simplifies and caricatures a lot of issues. But so it's a very new situation, and it is very unlikely, since China has already initiated negotiations around a whole range of issues around the RCEP, for example, that China would simply agree to abandoning all the other negotiations in favor of the TPP.
What about other Asian nations who were signatories to the deal? Would you expect there to be any enthusiasm to renegotiate the TPP in a process driven by Australia?
I think the main interest would be on the part of Vietnam. Vietnam was supposed to be the major beneficiary from the TPP. Vietnam has a number of bilateral problems with China, and Vietnam would be interested in having a bilateral deal with the U.S. But China could offset that by improving its bilateral relations with Vietnam, which it probably would want to do.
So despite Australia's expressed hopes about the future of the TPP, would you say that it is dead?
I would think so. As I said, there is a possibility that it might be revived in the medium term, but certainly not in the short term. And it would almost be a different kind of a deal. So although it might constitute some of the same members, I would see the negotiations around the RCEP as being probably the more likely alternative deal which will emerge in the foreseeable future.
That's Malaysian economist Jomo Sundaram, who's a former UN Assistant Secretary General responsible for economics and development between 2005 and 15. He was speaking with Cathy Van Extel. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 27 minutes to 9.